Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. Let's just reset this before we get into some of the other Would You Rathers.
Yeah, please.
You'd rather be the Patriots than the Jets? The health of the organization moving forward, the long-term outlook, why again?
Yeah, long-term, I would rather be the Patriots. For this season, maybe next, the Jets. And the reason why long-term the Patriots is just because they have a potential franchise quarterback for the long-term. The Jets are very much in win-right-now territory. Drake May tips the scales for me because Garrett Wilson, great player, a true number one receiver, so that should be a big checkmark for the Jets. Drake May, maybe that guy for the Pats. I think the running backs are both good and kind of cancel each other out, Hall and Stevenson. Sauce Gardner is better than Gonzalez, but whatever. Like, at least you took
Gonzalez
a swing at a guy,
good.
And he's playing really well, so that kind of cancels each other's out. And I don't like Robert Saleh. I don't like Saleh at all. Still up in the air on Mayo, but if I had to choose between the two guys as of this moment, I would take Gerard Mayo. So I like the coach better and obviously the future quarterback much better.
Yeah. To me, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you have the long-term answer at quarterback. I don't trust Rodgers right now. Never mind the Jets to find the next quarterback. And they're still the Jets. The Jets are still going to Jets it up somehow.
Yeah.
Not that the Patriots deserve, like, a massive benefit of the doubt.
I was going to say, they had one guy that was pretty important to their success.
In the post-Brady era, they don't deserve a massive benefit of the doubt. But the Jets have a track record of my entire life. Post-Brady, we're talking 5 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt slightly on that one. Viewing the Twitch chat here. You can watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Monty Mack with a zinger. Scoop off. More like a poop off.
Is that UMass great Monty Mack?
Imagine.
He's an East Boston guy, right? He was a good player.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's real good.
Who else is in there? Carmelo Travieso?
Edgar Padilla, yeah. Carmelo Travieso.
Lou Rowe was earlier days.
Dana
there.
Dingle?
Dana Dingle's got to be in there.
Dana Bright?
Dana.
They have two Danas?
Dante Bright. Dante Bright.
Maybe Dante Bright.
Was it Dante or Dana?
Then they had Jonathan DePina came later on. He was another East Boston guy.
Sure.
I loved, probably knows these guys.
I loved me some Bruiser Flint, but he didn't do so well.
No.
Taking over for Coach Cal.
No, he didn't. Cal left him a pretty nice spot.
Oh, real nice roster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now they kind of went up in smoke there.
But yeah, that might be the Monty Mack.
That's sick. Where are they now, Monty Mack? He's in the Twitch chat.
Yeah, he's in the Twitch chat.
Jones and Keefe.
Doling out zingers.
Zingers left and right.
All right, let's get to some other Would You Rathers. What do we have today, Billy?
All right, first Would You Rather. With the game on the line, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen?
What year is it, Billy?
2024.
Oh, it's 2024? I'd rather have Josh Allen. And I know Allen has had some issues in the clutch. He's also had some phenomenal moments where it's not his fault at all.
Yeah.
That the Bills didn't
win
in the
clutch. To the Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
You got to score more than that.
He went toe to toe with Mahomes at Arrowhead, you know, just in an absolute slugfest. I trust Josh Allen more. If this was 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, first of all, Allen's not even in the league.
Yeah, I'm taking Rodgers.
But if I'm getting that vintage of Aaron Rodgers,
Wyoming Josh Allen or Packers Aaron Rodgers,
then look, Rodgers also has a lot of choking in the clutch.
Yeah.
But he has some brilliant moments where he's like hucking it up at the end of a playoff game against the Cardinals with a Hail Mary touchdown. He does have a Super Bowl.
Yep.
My answer is Josh Allen. He is, after Mahomes, the quarterback I would take over anybody else in the league.
Really?
Yes.
In the clutch over Burrow?
Yes.
Josh Allen, I think I would still take over him. I have Aaron Rodgers way higher
on
my list of
quarterbacks. Unless Brady walks back in, I'm taking Allen over any other quarterback. Yes.
Brady's still, you know, every Sunday he's in the booth somewhere. So he can always come down and play. No, I like Aaron Rodgers still way more than you do, but for this question, I'll still take Josh Allen. Like, I think if you're looking at the AFC East right now, it's Josh Allen, then there's like a little bit of a gap, then it's Aaron Rodgers, then now that Tua's out, there's another significant gap before you get to the other guys. But I was thinking of when Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots were trying to run their two-minute offense, just around the league, like which quarterbacks scare you? Like when you're rooting for the team on defense, whether it's the Patriots or a bet you made or whatever else, and Josh Allen's in shotgun and moving down the field, like that's pretty terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
If you're betting against him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're betting against him and you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, no. Like, I think most people on Monday night probably thought, all right, the Eagles will get off the field, but Kirk Cousins shredded the ball right down the field.
I mean, for God's sakes, the Patriots couldn't stop Geno Smith twice.
But you remember Aaron Rodgers, and I know you're going to say this is years ago, and you're right, but you remember he had some insane, like, Hail Mary.
Yeah, it was against the Cardinals in the playoffs.
No, he had, like, multiple Hail Marys. Oh. He's completed, like, a lot of Hail Marys.
Yeah.
It's, like, bizarre. But you haven't seen a lot of it with the Jets. He's only played three games, or two and a half games with the Jets.
Who caught that pass in the I want to say it was Joe Giravicious. I don't think that's right.
Joe Giravicious?
Like, it was like somebody like that. No, it was like some stiff like that.
It wasn't, was it a tight end or was it a receiver? Bubba Franks?
I think it was a receiver. No. Not Bubba Franks.
Not Bubba Franks.
No.
No. Mark Shimura was a monster.
Just not a good guy.
No, don't look that up.
No, that's true. By the way, more UMass suggestions. Derek Kellogg is
Alan
a good one.
Lazard?
I don't think it was Aaron Lazard. I'll figure it out.
All right. Yeah, Kellogg's a good one.
It was another stiff wide receiver. All right. I mean, look. Rodgers has done it before, for sure.
Yeah.
But
no, Allen right now is pretty intimidating when he's, yeah.
But look, Burrow versus Allen is a good question.
I might lean
Burrow. I would lean Allen.
He's got more ice in his veins.
Allen just is unstoppable running. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he can run.
Like, he'll run you over, he'll run around you. So to me, I would trust Allen in that spot more than anyone not named Patrick Mahomes. What else we got?
Would you rather have Almack or Corpusalo?
So this Swayman thing can't get figured out or whatever. And you could have had Olmark on the roster. And the thing is, Corpusalo is only $2 million less, $1 million less. Like, it's not that far off. It's not like Corpusalo is a free guy.
I think the Bruins are paying him $3 million. Ottawa retained $1 million. So he's making $4 million.
Oh,
but he's only making $3 million from the Bruins,
so
I believe.
Three,
and Olmark's at $5 million.
Okay. Yeah. But no, Olmark, the issues we've had with Olmark are in the playoffs and then just Jim Montgomery using him. For the most part, in the regular season, he's been great. Like, he won Vezina 1 year, and then the other year, he's better than just about any other backup goalie in the league. So, yeah, and, like, depending on if they end up spending all the money they have available and everything else, yeah, I'd rather have Olmark. And then, you know, once you get to the end of the season, be like, hey, it's Swayman's job. Swayman's going to start in playoffs. We don't need to be fancy about it. But Corpusalo, no, I don't want Corpusalo.
Okay, I already planted my flag in this a while ago. Corpusalo is going to be better this year than Olmark is this year.
Ooh, I can't wait to keep tabs on that. So that's just based on goals against and save percentage?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, you know, a basic, I don't need to get into, like, advanced. No, I don't need to get,
yeah. Give him 6 goals. Yeah, they were tough goals, though.
I don't want to get in. No, I don't want to get into advanced metrics. Okay. Those are good.
Yeah,
those are perfect.
Okay.
Save percentage, goals against. I don't need to get in high danger chances and stupid crap like that.
That's Corsi.
Yeah, unless it helps my argument.
All right.
But I've already said this, and so I guess my real answer is, if you're talking about the Bruins, and I know Olmark already works on the Bruins, fine, I would take Olmark here. I don't know yet about Corpusalo, but that's really a vote of confidence for the Bruins and their operation. And Corpusalo, by the way, was pretty decent the one time he was on a team with structure in his life. And that was with the Kings for like a 10-game cameo. He played pretty well, including in the postseason. So Olmark's going to get bombarded with the Senators this year. There is no structure on that team. Here there is. It's a good system. So I'll take Corpusalo for this season over Olmark.
I don't think he's going to hug Swayman, though. I don't think they're doing the hug. I think they retired the goalie hug.
I think that was so fake. Okay. I think they
was hugging other goalies at All-Star.
No, they weren't. They were shutting him down. He didn't want
to
get hugged.
He tried to.
He was like, come on, guys.
No, like, tried to.
Maybe one did then.
He tried to.
By the way, we got a bunch of texts. Was Richard Rodgers one of the guys that caught a Hail Mary? I think he was, because multiple people have said
he was a tight end that did it.
Richard Rodgers did it. Because I think I might have even had him in fantasy. And
Jeff,
it was like
no. This last one is the right. Jeff Janis. Not Joe Giravicious. Jeff Janis.
Oh, Jeff Janis was the Cardinals one in.
That's what I'm saying.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Jeff Janis. That's the
Randall
name I was looking for.
Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson was good with the Packers.
Joe Giravicious, Jeff Janis, Justin Jefferson. Those JJ receivers.
JJs are good.
You can't go wrong with a JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeff Janis is the one. I was thinking of perhaps Richard Rodgers as well. How about that? The double.
They remember. The people remember.
RRJJ. There's something to that.
Alliteration.
Yeah, that's why Garrett Wilson isn't working with Aaron Rodgers.
The Rich Rodgers one was when Aaron Rodgers got the face mask against the Lions and just hucked it up.
Yes. Good stuff. Thank you, text line.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so, you know, Rodgers used to do it in the clutch. Can he still do it?
Maybe.
But I'll go Corpus
Allo.
Maybe
Thursday night he will. Rip your heart out.
Maybe.
Big Hail Mary.
I'll go Corpus Allo on that one.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What else, Bill?
Would you rather be a Carolina Panthers fan or a Chicago White Sox fan?
These are the two worst teams going right now. So the Panthers, ever since Tepper took over as owner, are the worst team in the four major sports. Mm-hmm. The White Sox might lose the most games in like the history of baseball this year.
Modern era. You're never catching the Cleveland Grays or whoever
Spiders.
It was. Spiders, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, the 1899 Cleveland Spiders who went 20-134? Yeah, you might not catch
not
them.
Not catching them. No.
That was a tough losing percentage for them, or winning percentage, as it were. So being a fan of a really bad baseball team is such a grind, because it's so many games, it's so many months, and everything else. However, we have seen even some of these cheap baseball teams be able to hit on draft picks and kind of turn it around. Like, there was a time where, not too long ago, the Baltimore Orioles were losing close to a historic number of games. They turned it around.
The Astros before them.
Astros.
The Tampa Bay Rays were a punching bag for a decade.
Royals, then they popped off a world. They suck
like
again.
2 years ago,
good one.
Yep. 2021 White Sox were good.
The
2021 White Sox were like actually good, and they were actually building something, and then they got rid of everybody.
Right. They did. They bailed on everybody. I think
they had the big hurt. That's why it's
Robin Ventura.
Yep. Oh, yeah, totally.
Blackjack McDowell. You guys remember how many saves Bobby Thigpen had in 1991?
Ron Karkovice, though?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, Ron Karkovice. Yeah.
He was like their second catcher.
Ron Karkovice.
Behind Pudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
A Fisk and Ron Karkovice. Exactly.
I saw a thing on the internet the other day.
Ron,
it was a photo of Ron Karkovice, and it goes, "This is Ron Karkovice, played for the White Sox."
Oh, nice.
He's 23 years old in this photo, even though he looks 45.
Because I'll be on like a text chat with buddies, we just name random athletes, and like that is one that makes you laugh out loud.
That's a good one.
Ron Karkovice.
Yeah, save that one.
But I'll answer, I think I would rather actually be a White Sox fan than a Panthers fan. That Panthers, they are just doomed forever.
Okay, like I hear what you're saying about baseball, and like baseball is easier to tune out. Like something about the White Sox being terrible, I feel like just wouldn't impact my day-to-day life. Like, I'm like, I can ignore a baseball team.
Yeah, true.
I do it all the time with this one here in Boston.
How dare you?
I can ignore Red
you
Sox flagship,
game
by
last
the way.
Night.
Oh, no, I know. It was a good one. And so, like, I feel like
home
I can
run.
I feel like I
home
can
run.
Ignore a baseball team much easier than a football team.
But still, it's football.
Yeah, your whole fall's ruined, though.
Yeah, I would much rather be a Panthers fan than a White Sox fan based on the sports. But I'll give you this.
But I feel like they're going to hot potato the coach. They're going to hot potato the quarterback. Like, there's, I don't know if they're ever going to be good.
No, right. There's a real chance in baseball. You tank, you can turn it around. And the White Sox, to Nick's point, have a track record.
Yeah.
Since Dave Tepper got there, they're never going to get out of this spiral.
No, they're horrible.
I still think I'd say the Panthers just based on football, though.
Okay. All right.
What else do we have here, Billy?
Would you rather watch Thursday night football or the 9 a.m. Sunday European game?
Let me tell you. So, my answer on this changed last year.
Really?
I went out for the Patriots and Colts game last year. Breakfast beers.
But you went out? Like,
yeah. Like
to London?
No, I'm sorry. Like, went out with my buddies to the bar.
No, Germany. They were in Germany. It was the Germany game.
Yes.
Oh, you went out for like a little brunch with the fellas?
Yes.
Okay.
The old Magoon Saloon.
Bloody Mary or Screwdriver?
Ooh, I think I might have gone with the Morning Guinness.
Morning Guinness?
It was a tribute to London.
Yeah, shout out.
The game was in Germany. It was a tribute to London.
Should have like a nice Pilsner, maybe.
I very much enjoyed the Breakfast Boys out there for a little 9:30 game. So you know what?
Yep.
I think now in my 40s, I think I like the Sunday morning 9:30 a.m. game. It's annoying to set my lineup and like start my fantasy football prep.
Oh, you could miss it.
At that point?
You could miss it.
But I think that's my vote. I think a younger Jones.
Yeah.
Going out on a Thursday night, that was a thing. I'm lucky to get away for a breakfast beer in a 9:30 football game, but put me down for that.
All right, so I got to be consistent on this because a couple weeks ago we were talking about just the sheer number of primetime games.
Yeah.
No, I have to go with you. I have to go Sunday game.
Yeah.
Because
it's part of Sunday.
At least it's on Sunday.
You don't like Thursday and Monday.
I don't want the London game. I don't want the Germany game.
You hate Friday.
I don't want a Friday night game. I don't want a Thursday night game. I'm good with Monday night. That's sort of old school. But if I had to choose, I'd just throw all the games in on Sunday. It's better for betting, fantasy, red zone, like all of it. I'd rather have all the games on Sunday. So, yeah, if I had to sacrifice one for the other, like say they said all of a sudden, hey, there's always going to be a Sunday at 9:30 game.
Because
I have a couple buddies that moved out to California, and they're like, I don't know how we ever did it. He's like, we wake up at 10 o'clock, games are on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever, like, but there's games on all day. So, yeah, if you had to sacrifice the Thursday game, I'd be all for it.
Let me tell you, the most fraudulent thing, my wife's from the West Coast. People from the West Coast are like, it's the best. Football starts at 10. It kind of stinks.
I don't like it. I was out there for like a wedding one fall, and I'm like, what, the game's on?
It's
like,
sneaky, no, terrible. Like it. Now, look, if it's like a game here and there, like that the London European games at 9:30, a game here and there, it's a little treat.
Yeah.
Fine. But every week of my life, football starts at 10. I can't handle
it. But do you like, now that we're getting older, do you like the fact that Monday night football is over at, let's face it, a reasonable hour?
You know what I do?
Okay.
I used to think it was olds yelling at clouds and telling people to get off their lawn.
Kind of get it.
Now I am the olds yelling at clouds, and I'm like, could you end the game already?
I'm not yelling at clouds. I'm yelling at Saquon Barkley getting his knee up at midnight in my house. I'm like, would you score a touchdown?
It's true. While we're at it.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch, I know not on our show, but like out there, did anybody watch the first American Sports Story, the Aaron Hernandez episodes last night on FX?
I'm not really interested.
It started so late.
What do you mean, how late did it start?
10 and 11 were the episode, and there were two episodes. If there was one, I would have watched.
Oh, they did a second new episode that started at 11?
They're sitting on the
DVR.
Is
that a safe harbor situation?
Could be.
Is there a lot of nudity?
A lot of male nudity is what I heard.
All right.
Yeah,
bunch
and so.
Dude butt.
Set the DVR.
Well, they're already sitting on my DVR, so I'll watch those today.
The guy
like,
playing
could
Aaron
you start
Hernandez,
it earlier?
Yeah. Doesn't look a great deal like Aaron.
He looks. I don't want to body shame.
Go ahead.
But Aaron Hernandez, for all of his foibles, the man was in good shape.
Yeah, he was.
This guy seemed to not quite be
like
so
a
much.
Foot shorter.
Yeah,
he looks like he got stung by a lot of bees.
Yeah, he does not look like an athlete.
It was like we talked about the other day, Cooper Gooding Jr. playing OJ.
Yes.
Like he needed about 75 more pounds of muscle,
true.
About 6 inches of height.
You look a little on
same
the tiny
casting,
side.
Right? Or same production. This is the Ryan Murphy joint?
Yeah.
All right,
last question. Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
Great question, Bill. So full moon last night.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh, that's where
werewolves were out. Werewolves were out last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends on what kind of Dracula lore you're in on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you see, get like a little bit of sun? Can you, like, does garlic affect you? Does silver affect you? Do you need to be invited into houses? Like, there's a lot of rules for Dracula.
So many rules. Yeah.
What I've never really understood about vampire and vampire movies is they talk about like what a curse it is to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're dead, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to live forever is a curse, and yet there's like 20 ways to kill them,
right?
Like, just watch a sunset, you're done. If you're like, I'm done now,
that's it, right? There's lots of ways to off yourself.
Yeah.
What you're saying, if you really want to get out as a vampire,
they say no, that works.
Yeah.
That's another thing. It's like you got to depend. I need to know what the rules are first.
Yeah. I see. Before you agree,
before I commit to it. But
it's
I
like,
would say
it's like signing up for iTunes. You really
read all the stuff.
You got to read through all of the fine print.
Yep.
before you commit to being one or the other.
Even with that said,
yes.
I would. It's way more erotic to be a vampire.
I was going to say the same thing.
And you know me, I'm very erotic. So I would choose that over the hairy monster every time there's a full moon.
Yeah, now here's
but you get really good at basketball if you're a werewolf.
True.
Well, that's a great point.
You've also never seen American Werewolf in London then.
Yes, I have.
There's a lot of friskiness in that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
You can enjoy garlic bread as a werewolf.
Look, every time you transform into a werewolf, that is a...
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Nightmare.
You're breaking your bones every time.
Ugh. Clothes, you're ripping clothes.
The whole new wardrobe.
Like, if I'm a vampire, this is my height and weight.
Waking up
all the time.
Waking up naked because you burst out all your clothes.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you're
sleeping
just like,
coffin.
New shoes.
It's like a blackout night where you wake up and you're like, oh God, what did I do?
You don't have to sleep
in a coffin. How many people did I eat? You know, you're just like,
what
happened
last night? Oh, yeah, right. It's like you're the hammer guy at the bar every morning.
Exactly.
Like, what did I do last night?
What porch did I poop on?
Once a month. So here's what I would tell you. If you really enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Werewolf's not that bad. It's only one day. You're pretty. If you
one
really
night,
like
really.
Your life, yeah. It's just, you know,
one
I got
night.
A good life going on. I can mostly be me.
Yep.
That's fine. That's not for me. If you want, I like the vampire thing because there's a lot of doing with the vampires.
Yeah, because I'm not a big morning person anyway.
They're a horny bunch. Those vampires.
I agree.
Yeah,
I like the nightlife more than the day life.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
No.
Which vampire? Unanimous.
Which vampire rules do you want to sign up for? Twilight vampire rules?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you just go live in Seattle. You're fine. You're like, there's not a lot of sun here. Now we're out there in the day, just mingling around.
The Twilight is not what I meant to say. No, you want, what the hell was the show?
I want to do bad
True
things
Blood.
To you.
Yeah,
oh,
you want
True
the,
Blood.
You want the True Blood
oh,
vampire
hell
rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that's
that
what
was
I was thinking
a
of.
Sexy show, wasn't it? Yeah, I want to be a True Blood vampire down in Bon Temps, Louisiana.
I want to count things.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vampire I want to be.
You're a CW fan. I like a good Vampire Diaries.
Count
rules.
You want to know my... Oh, yeah.
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad.
You want to know what my Count Von Count conspiracy theory is, or Keepspiracy?
Let's hear it.
So, Sesame Street, you know, famously Count Von Count.
Sure.
And yet, you never see him sucking the blood of any of the other Muppets.
No.
Ever.
There's always the implied threat.
We know what we've also haven't seen in many years. I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street recently. Snuffleupagus. I'm convinced he has Snuffleupagus chained up into his basement and he feeds off of Snuffy.
Yeah.
He would have more blood than any other creature on that show.
Wasn't Snuffleupagus just an imaginary friend of Big Bird? Wasn't that the thing
that
Big
right?
Bird was the only one who saw him?
I don't think... No, that's a good theory too, but
imaginary
I've heard...
Imaginary blood.
No, but other characters...
Well, you said the other day they're monsters.
Yeah.
So he probably can't feed off monster blood, so he would have to go after the humans.
Like a saber tooth.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing. It was like you said on Sesame Street, for the most part, those characters are monsters.
Most of them are monsters.
Right,
like Elmo's
so
a monster.
Can't survive off that.
It's a good theory, though.
Monster blood?
It's a good
Probably not.
These vampires need a well to
go to. Well, Snuffy isn't a monster, I don't think. He is like a wildebeest or whatever he is.
That's not human blood.
Yeah, but in True Blood, they could also eat, like, cats and rats.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries, you can feed off cats.
Remember they would do
rats,
that? Like, oh, yeah, interview
squirrels,
with the vampire.
Squirrels, yeah, they could
Gordon
do that.
Out? Is Gordon still there?
Gordon does pop in from time to time. Yeah, yeah.
And deer? They can feed on deer? That's pretty close to a Snuffleupagus.
Gordon's nephew might have taken over the shop or something. There's some family connection there still.
Getting there. I'm getting there. I haven't gone to Sesame Street yet.
It's a blast.
We'll be there.
Wait till you see. They have a foodie truck. They have like a food truck.
Hmm.
It's Cookie Monster and Gonger. So Gonger's like this new-ish character. It's several years, but like he'll be new for you, Bill. He's this pink chef. He's a little guy, a little pink monster.
Yeah.
He's a chef. Hilarious. Like, legit,
really?
The banter between the two, they're always cooking up good meals. Fun.
Nice.
Gonger.
Healthy meals, I'd imagine. Healthy meals, I'd imagine.
Mostly.
Yeah,
mostly healthy meals. Cookie still eats cookies.
Yeah. They're a little preachy for my taste on that.
I might be gluten-free
a little bit.
Now.
A little preachy. But yeah, you're a gluten-free food truck. Thank you.
I think it's pretty nice.
Vegan food truck. Like, thanks a lot, Sesame Street. I'd be lectured about my food choices. Okay, so vampire or werewolf, good question.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.